So this episode is to document all the regular yoga classes I've attended this week and how I felt during or after each class. So below are a couple snippets. I'm pretty proud of myself for going to the hot power fusion class yesterday night in between my 3-hour long training program sessions on Monday and Wednesdays. So the class I went to yesterday on Tuesday was the 7:30 HPF with Deshauna at the Berkeley West studio. Overall, I thought the class was very challenging. I loved Deshauna's tone of voice. It was very direct. I love her cues. And I love the intention that she set at the beginning of the class. She mentioned the notion of freedom. Freedom of being yourself. Freedom of letting go. And freedom of just, you know, being in tune with how your body feels. So overall, the class was very challenging as it focused on a lot of the balancing poses. I think even more so than my regular HPF classes. And if there's one thing that I learned from was the adjustments that she offered. Her adjustments were fine, but it felt a little bit like a dead fish handshake. So essentially, if you're holding someone's hand, you don't fully grasp the entire hand when you shake. It kind of feels like that. So it made me feel a little uncomfortable sometimes. And that is something I've definitely picked up and will learn about. And remember when I do offer adjustments in the future. But overall, it was a fine class. It was very challenging again. And it was, it felt very rewarding after a long day's worth of work. I just finished the yoga session at work today during lunchtime. It was actually very emotionally intense. So the yoga teacher is actually going through some personal, I guess, difficulties right now. So her intention for the day was for us to imagine and give good thoughts to whoever we have in mind and someone that actually needs it in our life. And I was having a difficult day at work today, so not to be selfish, I imagine myself giving myself a hug and giving myself good wishes and saying that I am strong, I am loved, and I am taken care of. So it was exactly what I needed today after a crazy morning this morning. At one time, we actually meditated a little bit during the class and brought some tears to my eyes. Overall, I thought the meditation aspect was actually very powerful at the beginning of the class before we start diving into the poses, and that really solidified the importance of mind and body alignment in yoga, and I absolutely loved everything about that class today. So it's about 7:30 in the morning right now. I just wrapped up my very first yoga morning class. Oh, and today is a Friday, March 2nd, 2018. I wanted to give morning yoga a try, so I went to the 6:30 class taught by one of the yoga teacher trainer. I was curious on to what her teaching style was like, and also wanted to give myself a chance to practice yoga in the morning and see how I would feel before going to work. So quite honestly, I feel pretty amazing right now. I know that sounds a little cliche, I'm so happy I actually got yoga out of the way before I started work. And also, I'm on my way into the office. It's raining, but the sky is filled with sunshine, so that means there is a huge rainbow right now that I'm staring at. So I don't think this morning could be any more perfect. I guess maybe I will actually make yoga in the morning a thing now. Who knows? I'm looking forward to implementing it next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.